And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's star time. Are you ready for star time? And now, right here on the stage at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, your old Pastor Mustard is proud to bring the woman responsible for such hits as Red Roses in the Snow. Let's hear it for it. Yeah. Boulder to Birmingham. Yeah, let me hear you say yes. Oh, and the inventor of the Emmylou Lou Harris model Gibson guitar. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to welcome back Emmylou Lou Harris.
I don't even remember 32. Thank you. Windscreen. It's kind of cute, don't you think? Well, I work a double shift in a bookstore on St. Clair while they push the burning ingots in no fast for stinking air. Thank you. together, even though Danny and I have known each other since we were 18, and that's been a few years. We were down at college together down in North Carolina, and
learned a lot.
I actually knew Danny before he was. So our first gig was down in Oxford, Mississippi. So I decided to learn all the Mississippi songs that I knew, and it was one. But it had more chords than I'd ever played in my entire life. So this ought to be an interesting test of the over 50 disease up here. I'm growing tired of the big city lights.
Waiting for the Alabama sun to go down to red dirt girls in a red dirt town in the league.
remember back when he was fixing up a 49 and he told her little sister gonna ride the wind and up around the moon and back again. Never gone following me at all. I was standing there with her on the telephone call, believing. Now he's lying somewhere about a million.
Outside his feet, for all the honest.
Nancy Griffith recorded and almost drove off the road. I thought it was so beautiful and so sad and poignant. Made me think a lot about my parents. And it turns out that my good friend Danny Flowers had a hand in writing it. So I'm going to try it for you.
Thank you.
Over here has written a few other songs. One of them you might recognize. I'll ask him if he would do it.
So, hey, listen, a lot of talented people here this weekend. And I just want y'all to know that I'm the fastest guitar player here. You want to see it? You want to see it again? Sorry, I have to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny. My first album came out in 1975. Oh, God. It's 30 years ago. Anyway, one of my favorite songs on that record, just one of those real heartfelt songs, was actually written by Danny. And, I performed it a few times, when the record first came out, but it just, for some reason, kind of dropped off my radar. But, you know, I asked as a special favor if Danny would perform it for you. So this is Before Believing. This song was also on the first record. Old Chestnut here. Oh, I'm not on. Not on. Mm-hmm. This is a Living Brothers song. I know it's time for another one, but I just been busy. I don't know. Anyway, I've been writing songs, and this is an uncharacteristically happy song. I don't know what happened to me, but I must have been possessed by aliens or something.
Come on and show all your emotions.
Rather hopeful. You wouldn't call it perky or anything. This song was written after I got the news, the world got the news that June Carter Cash was laying gravely ill in the hospital. And I just thought about her so much, and I believe she dropped the song in my lap as she flew over. He was a tall man, raised up from the fields of Ithaca, in a hard land where the ground was poor and the wood was rotten. But when he saw her, all those bad times were forgotten, and he believed. He believed she was the strong hand. A good sister and a daughter looking for a warm man to love the way that her mama taught her. When she saw him, she thanked God for what he brought her. She believed. She believed. And soon here you go. How I'm not Thank you. Dan and I worked up a song, another song with the first album. I didn't really do it on purpose, but just going back 30 years, it happens. Anyway, it's another song I don't perform too often, but it's a really beautiful song, written by those great country songwriters, John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Afraid I was going to get cold, I actually put my pants on under my skirt. I mean, you know, there's a certain point where there are more important things than looking good. But actually, I think it's a pretty nice, it's a pantaloon. What do you think? It's coming back, baby! If I need you. It doesn't really say Mississippi, but it's about the boy from Tupelo. So.
Thank you.
baby, it's too late now. Just as the boy took a load, he's a king and he ought to know. People playing the festival this weekend that are two of my favorite people and artists, and I've asked them to come out and do a couple of songs. Please welcome Gillian Welch and Dave Rollins. You probably wonder what all that was set up. It's so rare that people sit in with each other at Telluride. Such an unfriendly place. It's all about the money. This is one of my favorite places to come, Telluride. I'm here with both my daughters. My daughters, Holly and Megan, are here. And my oldest, dearest friend in the world, Sue, is here with her son, Chris. So we sort of make it a little family vacation every year. And I love it. I'm hoping I will be invited back. Another 30. This song was written by Doc Watson's wife, Rosalie. Really beautiful song. And this is our arrangement.
Says you to belong.
thank you so much for listening, folks, and thanks to Danny for helping me out on the show, and Gil and Dave, and Sam Bush, the King. I'm going to do one more for you, and enjoy the rest of your time here. This is just the best festival in the world. We all know that. Troubles and trials come betray those born in the weary body to the stretch. But the mountain steady and searching, bringing man in hope ever to
everybody goes on forever. Yeah, that old highway.
Evans and Sam Bush